Morning Ireland, 12 minutes to 8 o'clock. Well, if you're finding it hard to get going this morning, spare a thought for our next guest, because for the past 9 days, 23 hours, 31 minutes and 56 seconds, he's been rowing constantly along with his crew. Gavin Sheehan is taking part in a 2,000-mile non-stop rowing race around the British mainland. We go live now to the Black Oyster, which is somewhere, we're told, off the Dublin coast. Gavin, how has the race been so far?
It's been difficult, good, exciting, and at the moment, following a taxing bracket. We're just close to Dublin at the moment, and there's a bit of an easterly breeze blowing, and it's making life a small bit difficult, but we're keeping the bright side out.
Communications aren't easy either, because you're talking to us on a satellite phone. The sound is a little intermittent and there's a slight delay, but I'm sure people understand that when you're rowing for 9 days at this stage and at sea at the moment, things aren't easy. Tell us about the race and this. I suppose you're trying to beat a specific record. Just how difficult are conditions?
Conditions are difficult at the moment. In the IRC, last night we were looking at kind of 15 to 20 foot swell and a breeze busting across the boat at about maybe 18 knots. So life was a bit difficult, especially in our little boat. It's only about 23 feet long and about a metre and a half wide. So it's not exactly a super yacht. It'll bounce around the place. When you can't see the rolling waves coming at you, it makes life a bit difficult.
What about the other teams taking part? How many people are involved and how competitive is this race?
Well, we started 9 days ago. There were 7 boats entered in and we all left from Towerbridge. And there's actually only been 2 boats to complete this race in its history, the race being run. And up until today, there's actually only 2 boats out of the 7 that started left, ourselves and the men's pair, and they're only just kind of down around the Land's End area. So difficult. It's difficult to even start and finish it, let alone try and do what we're doing, which is try and crack the current world record to go around it, which was set in 2005 by the British Marine.
Yeah, I was looking at the website and it's saying that more people have landed on the moon than have rowed around Britain, which really, I suppose, gives you an idea of just how tough it is. What about the prize that's in prospect and the cost of funding a trip like this?
Well, we were very lucky in the sense of our sponsors. It was myself and 3 friends, were all kind of about 23, 24 years of age. And up until 10 weeks ago, we didn't have a boat, we didn't have any funding. And well, some of the teams have been preparing for up to 12 months. And we just got very, very lucky. And you're talking kind of around £50,000 between the boat, food, foul weather clothing, which we're getting used to today, and different bits and pieces like that we need to get around the island.
Now, you yourself are an All-Ireland rowing champion. You're fairly determined and so are your team. If all goes according to plan, when would you expect to finish?
We're hoping to finish. The current record is, as you said, it's about 23 days, 14 hours, or 26 days, 14 hours and 11 minutes. And we're hoping to do it in a couple of minutes less than that, I'd be happy with. But the sooner we can get back to Towerbridge, the better, which we reckon is about kind of, 14 days' time.
Okay, very good. Gavin, best of luck to you and to the whole team as well on the race, and hopefully you don't make it back to Towerbridge too soon, because it'll mean the race for you is over. Gavin Sheehan there joining us as he rows and his team rows and the crew rows on the Black Oyster somewhere off the coast of Dublin.